My name is Chaya Rapp, and this is Divrei Hayomim Aleph, Perek Dalet. The first half of Perek Dalet deals with the descendants of Shevet Yehuda, including the genealogy of Kalev ben Yefuna, who either is or isn't the Kalev or Kalevs that we met in Perek Beis. The second half of our Perek deals with the families of the tribe of Shimon and the towns in which they settled. First, some notes on the family of Yehuda in our Perek. In a list of people in Pasuk Gimel, we encounter Achosam HaTzlalfoni and their sister Tzlalfoni. When reading genealogies in Divrei Hayomim, or anywhere else for that matter, we don't often encounter women. Why is that? Radak says, Ulai lo haisalahem od v'hizkiram. Maybe there were none others, and therefore only a few are listed. Radak continues, O hayu balos hashem b'doram v'nashim chashuvos l'kach hizkiram kimoserach bas asher. Or alternatively, there were others, but only the famous and exceptional women are listed, for example, Serach, the daughter of Asher. Who is Tzlalfoni? The Gemara in Baba Basra says, Ime de Shimshon Tzlalfonis. Tzlalfonis was the mother of Shimshon. So Shimshon was descended from Shevet Dan on his father's side and Shevet Yehuda on his mother's side. Continuing to some other women of note in our Perek, in Pasuk Yudches, we learn about somebody named Mered and his two wives, who are referred to as Ishto HaYehudia and Bisya Bas Paro, his Jewish wife, and Bisya, the daughter of Paro. The Gemara in Megillah says that Bisya and Ishto HaYehudia are actually one and the same. Bisya, the daughter of Paro, is called Yehudia, Jewish, because she rejected idolatry and accepted Hashem. The Medrash says that when the Pasuk in Shmos says she went down l'rchotz al hayar to wash in the river, she went down to wash herself from the idolatry of her father's house. Who is Mered, who married the daughter of Paro, Bisya? Radak interprets as follows, Rabosinu Dershu, Mered hu Kalev ben Yefuna. Mered is Kalev, the son of Yefuna. So Kalev married Bisya, the daughter of Paro. The Lamanikra Shmo Mered, why is he called Mered? Shemarad ba'atas Meraglim, he rebelled against the idea of the Meraglim, of the spies. He stood apart from the spies in their negative report. The Pasuk goes on to Mered's sons, Ishto HaYehudia, so in other words, these are the sons of the marriage between Kalev, who is called Mered, and Bisya, who is called Ishto Yedia. Their sons are called Yered Avigdor, Chever Avisocho, Yekusiel Avizanoach. Radak says, who are these people? Who are these sons? Vidorshu Kol Ela Hashemos, all these names, Kulam Al Moshe Rabbeinu. These are all names of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was the son of Amram and Yocheved. Va'amra Yelda, and it says that she gave birth, that Bisya gave birth to Moshe, Kimo Gadla, because she raised him. Shayala Kiven, he was to her like a son. The Gemara in Megillah Yud Gimel explains all these names of Moshe in our Pasuk. Yered ze Moshe, Lama Nekrashmo Yered, why is he called Yered? Sheyarad lahem liyisrael man biyamav. Yered means to go down because the man, the manna, came down to the Jewish people in his days. Gedor, a gedor is like a fence. Shegada pitrusehem shel yisrael. Because he fenced in the breaches of the Jewish people, he kept them in line. Chever, a chibor is a connection. Shechiberas yisrael avihen shebashamayim. Because he connected the Jewish people to their father in heaven. Socho, shenaselahem liyisrael kesukah, from the word sukkah, like a shelter, because he served as a shelter, a protection for the Jewish people. Yekusiel, shekuv kivu yisrael lakel biyamav. Yekusiel from the words kaveh kel, to hope in Hashem, because the Jewish people turned to Hashem in his days. zanoach, from the word like to neglect, shehizniach avonoseihem shel Yisrael, because he caused the iniquities of the Jewish people to be disregarded. So these are all names of Moshe Rabbeinu, who is credited as being the son of Bisya, the daughter of Paro, because she raised him. The second half of our perek contains the genealogy of Shevet Shimon and the cities they inhabited. Shevet Shimon follows directly after Yehuda, since in accordance with the decree of Yaakov that Shimon and Levi have to be scattered and separated, Shimon's territory was not in one location, but rather was spread out within the territory of Yehuda. The parak tells us that the arrangement worked well until the population of Yehuda increased, at which point they attempted to evict Shimon and were eventually successful. At that point, Shimon was restricted to living in five cities. For the remainder of today's shiur, I want to go back to an interesting story in Psukim Tesen Yud about a person named Yavetz and his prayer, his tefillah. Pasuk Tes reads, Vayhi Yavetz nechbad me'achav. Yavetz was more esteemed than his brothers. V'imo kara shmo Yavetz lemor ki yaladeti be'otzav. His mother called him Yavetz, from the word etzev for sadness, saying she bore him in sadness. Malbim suggests that his mother died in childbirth, similar to Rachel, who called Binyamin Ben Oni, the son of my affliction, before she died in childbirth. Pasuk Yud continues, Vayikra Yavetz Leokei Yisrael Lemor, Im Barich Tivarcheni Verbisa Esgvuli, Vaisa Yatzcha Imi, Vasisa Mera'a Levilti Atzbi, Vayavei Elokim Es Asher Sha'al. In Pasuk Yud, Yavetz calls out to Hashem, saying, May you bless me, enlarge my borders, be with me, and prevent me from falling into misfortune, so that I will not be sad. And Hashem granted that which he requested. On the simplest level, Yavetz's tefillah, his prayer, was that he should have a good life, and that the pain implicit in his name should not be actualized. He should not have a life of sadness, but rather a life of blessing. Who was Yavetz? The Gemara in Tzmura Tezayin says, Hu Asniel Hu Yavetz. Yavetz is Asniel ben Kenaz, the first shofet, the first judge, who is written about in the book of Shoftim, the book of Judges. The Gemara asks, why is he called Asniel? Because Hashem answered him from the words Ana and Kel, Hashem's name. Why is he called Yavetz? Because he advised from the word Etza, Yavetz Etza, and spread Torah among the Jewish people. The Gemara in Temura tells us that when Moshe Rabbeinu died, Elef Ushvamios Kalin Vachamurin Ugzeros Shavos Vidigte Sofrim Nishtakhu Bime Evlo Shel Moshe. The Gemara tells us that when Moshe died, 1700 Kal Vachomer's Gzer Shava, these are all different inferences that are learnt from the text of the Torah. 1700 of them were forgotten with the death of Moshe. And then the Gemara continues, Hechziran Asniel ben Kenaz mitoch pilpulo. Asniel ben Kenaz restored this Torah that was forgotten through his analysis. So hence the name Anakhel, Hashem answered him by him being able to restore this Torah, and Yavetz Etza, counsel or teaching, because he was able to reteach this Torah. Yavetz is also mentioned in Perek Beis of Divrei HaYamim. There it says, U'mishpachos sofrim yoshve Yavetz. The people who lived in Yavetz, a place called Yavetz, or a place that was under the leadership of Yavetz, were sofrim, meaning they were scribes or teachers of Torah. So we see that Yavetz slash Asniel, same person, is associated with teaching Torah. The Pasuk in Perek Beis further tells us that these people who lived in Yavetz were Kenim. Who are the Kenim? The Kenim are descended from Bnei Keni Chosen Moshe. The Kenim are descendant from Moshe Rabbeinu's father-in-law, Yisro, who is also called Keni. These descendants of Yisro, the B'nai Keni, accompanied B'nai Israel into Israel and were given the most fertile part of Jericho to live in. Just like their ancestor Yisro left his comfortable life in Midian to follow the Jews into the desert, his descendants, the Kenim, left their fertile land in Jericho and became Yoshve Yavetz, dwellers in Yavetz, a place of Torah learning. So far we see this threefold connection between Asniel and Yavetz and the Kenim. Amalek is the fourth piece of this picture. The Kenim lived near Amalek. In Sefer Shmuel, we read that before Shaul went to battle with Amalek, he told the Kenim to move out of the way. Vayomer Shaul el HaKeni, Shaul said to the people of Keni, L'chu suru rudu mitok Amalechi, pen osivcha imo. Move away from Amalek so that you are not destroyed alongside them. In the prophecies of Bilam, in Sefer Bamidbar, we again see a juxtaposition between the Kenim and Amalek. Bilam describes how in the end of days, Amalek will be destroyed. Achriso adeoved. And then the pasuk says, Vayaras hakeni, Bilam saw the keni, Vayisami shalo vayomar, Esan moshavecha adma asher tishpecha, Simba tzalakinecha adma asher tishpecha. Bilam sees the keni and he says, your dwelling place is secure. And even if you are exiled to Assyria, you'll survive, you'll endure. Interestingly, at the end of our parak, we read that while neither Shaul or David were able to totally eradicate Amalek, it was Shevet Shimon who finally drove out their remnants out of Mount Seir. The Kenim, these descendants of Yisro, are the dramatic foil to Amalek in history. Amalek responded to the miracle of the Exodus by denying and defying Hashem, while Yisro and his descendants, the Kenim, recognized Hashem and joined the people of B'nai Yisrael. In that, Yisro is a model for the end of days, when V'naharu Elav Kol Hagayim, when all the nations will flow towards Yerushalayim in recognition of Hashem. The story of the Kenim hints at the messianic theme that runs through Divrei Hayamim. In our parak, why did the Kenim specifically come to learn Torah from Yavetz, who he said is Asniel? Rabbi David Cohen explains that when the leadership of the Jewish people went from Yehoshua to Asniel, a change occurred in the relationship of the Jewish people to the Torah. Chazal teach us that had the first luchos, the first tablets, not been broken, no one would have ever forgotten any Torah that they had learned. Additionally, at Mount Sinai, the people reached such an exalted level that they were at the level of Adam before he had sinned. Now let's look at what Yavetz says in his tefillah. He says, Ki yaladati be'otzev, I was born be'otzev, in sadness or pain, because of the sin of Adam HaRishon, which was then reiterated in a way at Chet HaEgel, at the golden calf. Children come into the world through struggle, be'otzev. Likewise, in the post-Chet HaEgel world, there is forgetting and there is confusion, and Torah is acquired through toil. Asniel / Yavetz was the first to experience and respond to this post-Chet HaEgel, post-the golden calf, relationship with Torah after the death of Moshe Rabbeinu. Yavetz's prayer is explained by the Gemara as follows. Im baruch tivarcheni, batorah, if you bless me with Torah, v'herbisa es gvuli, and you expand my boundaries, b'talmidim, with students, v'haysayatcha imadi, and you'll be with me, shelo yishtakach talmudi milibi, that I will not forget my Torah, v'ase mirasi, and provide me friends on the same wavelength, levilti atzvi, shelo yisagvenu yetzahara, that I not be saddened, that the evil inclination not prevent me from studying Torah. Imatau sekein mutav, v'im lav hareni holech lashol. If you do that, well and good, and if not, I will go depressed to my grave. Miyad ve'yaveh Elokim es asher sha'al, immediately he's answered, as the pasuk continues, Hashem granted that which he requested. And indeed, we know that Yavetz, i.e. Asniel's prayer was answered, and he was successful in learning and restoring the Torah that was forgotten after the death of Moshe. And he had plenty of students, just like he had davened for, including the family of Cani, who left Jericho to learn with him. The story of Yavetz is our story. The story of a people, post the golden calf, post Chet HaEgel, dedicated to understanding and keeping the Torah to its fullest. At the same time, it's the story of the nations of the world, who like Amalek can deny Hashem and be lost as Amalek, or like the Bnei Cani, the sons of Cani descended from Yisro, can take the opportunity to recognize Hashem and survive through the end of days. This year is dedicated L'Zecher Nishmas Marcy Stern, Mincha Yehudis Bas Gedaliahu. She was a dedicated teacher whose deep love of the Sifrei Nevi'im and Shivas Tzion left an indelible mark on her many students.